Welcome into our Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Logan Mance. Our program is presented by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll speak with the St. Patrick's Catholic School's principal, Candace Patillo. And Candace, why is there a National Catholic Schools Week, and what are the kind of things you are celebrating on a week like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually happens annually every year at the same time. And it's a way, really, it's kind of old. It's a way for us to celebrate being a Catholic school and what that means and the various like aspects of that. But then it's also a way that we use it too to kind of share with the community and appreciate everyone that helped support us and kind of give back. The kids get really excited with it. A good way to think about it is that a lot of times public schools have homecoming week where they get to celebrate all the great things that happen in their school. That's what Catholic Schools Week is for us.
Just what's so valuable about this rich tradition of Catholic schools?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, they've been around forever, for a long time with it. The other aspect of it that we can do is I look at the value and the education that we can offer, and that it is truly community-based, and it takes a whole child approach, the mind, body, and spirit kind of thing, and that's where that faith piece really comes into play. And we can't do it alone. So, like, for example, there's a whole week, and like it starts on Sunday, so we're kicking it off Saturday night. It starts on Sunday, and it immediately starts with celebrating your parish. So on Sunday, that there are activities and things that we'll share out with our parents, and then the kids will talk about them on Monday. But we're going to take the time to make sure that like our parishioners at St. Pat's here in Perry also know that like we wouldn't exist without them.
You talked about it being like homecoming, and I know the high school has different themes for each day. Is that kind of similar with National Catholics Schools Week? And do you have those themed days on hand?
I do. It is. So give me 1 second and I can pull up. Monday, I think, is celebrating your community. So we are going to have a crazy sock day. And the kids can wear a set of crazy socks when they bring in a set of new socks. And we're going to give those as a donation to the community, the clothes closet here in town. Tuesday is celebrate our students. We had it planned. It was supposed to be the 100th day of school. We're at 99 now with that snow day last week with everything going on. But we're going to do all things 100 days of school. And we also have school mass that day, too, with it. So we'll celebrate as a community our mass for the week. So the kiddos can dress up as a 100-year-old or wear 100 to school that day. And then Wednesday is celebrating our nation. And the kids are going to be able to wear red, white, or blue that day. And then we actually have a prayer retreat in the morning. And we'll do a rosary that we will do in to pray for the nation. We also get out early that day at 11:45. And that is so that all of our teachers can go attend a diocesan-wide mass with all of the other Catholic school teachers in our diocese. And then we do service awards at that point in time, too. So we look at an hour, almost our district organization, like that level. We honor and kind of give thanks to the teachers that have served 5, 10, 20, some in the upwards of 40 or 50 years. And that's a really cool experience to see. Thursday is a celebrate vocation. So we have a dress up that kids can do is they can dress up for the career they want. And then we have parents and volunteers that are coming to talk to the kids about what they do for their job and their vocation. So it's a day about learning about careers. And then Friday is celebrating our staff, faculty, and volunteers. And so our kiddos can dress as a teacher or dress down in comfy clothes. And we will have a staff or student dodgeball game. It's a kind of a fun activity for our middle school kids. And then we'll do a movie in the afternoon to kind of close out the week with everything. So it is a busy week of activities and things that happen. And each day there's a different little theme, and we share these themes with our teachers so they also build them into classroom activities where they can.
St. Patrick's Catholic School is also a chamber member with the Perry Chamber of Commerce, and there's a chamber coffee held at the St. Patrick's Catholic School at 8 a.m. on February 10th. What will that all entail?
Yeah, absolutely. We typically host that one too as well, and that falls right around when the kids are doing Valentine's Day baskets. It'll be a little bit later this year when we do it, but again, that's another way for just the adults in the community to come in and see when see and meet the see and meet our staff, answer questions, and we can share about all of the exciting things that are happening, if that makes sense, like our new initiatives, things that we're looking forward to for the year. And then we always, as always, offer a building tour for anybody that wants to can see what's happening during the day. But it's a nice chance for businesses to come into and see just who we are and what we do every day when the kids are in our building.
Yeah, it looks like a great networking event and with a short presentation, so that'll be good to learn more about the St. Patrick School. Is there anything else, Candace, that you'd like to touch on?
Not that I can think of other than, like, enrollment will be opening up soon. So it'll be opening up first to current families, and then new families that'll open up shortly after Catholic Schools Week, and that there are numerous ways to get financial assistance. So we never want families to think that, like, let tuition and the cost of tuition get in the way of paying. And that's another great thing that they can come and chat about during the open house. So we'll have some flyers on CTO and other ways that families can get tuition assistance to make sure that St. Pat's is an actual option for their child.
I guess while we got you here, just how is the second semester gone so far for the Catholic school, St. Patrick's Catholic School?
It's been great so far. Our kids have loved having the snow out on the playground at recess time. So they've loved that as well. We're back in the swing of things. Teachers are working hard and kids are learning away and getting ready. Getting the end of the year is going to get here before we know it, but it's been a great year for us.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Have a great day.
That was our Let's Talk Dallas County program with St. Patrick's Schools. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can head to our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the Let's Talk Dallas County podcast tab. We'll be back after a short commercial break with regular programming.